Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is your leadership agenda. Now, I've talked a lot in the past about the importance of agendas, for example, to managing effective meetings, especially given how so much of our time and our team's time ends up being taken by a bunch of useless meetings. But I'm not talking about that sort of an agenda today. I'm talking about your own personal plan. So as I'm working with my clients, we usually start gathering a list of things that we keep track of. Sometimes it's something that my client literally has in front of him, and other times it's something that I keep track of between calls, and I ensure that we talk about all those things regularly to ensure that my client stays on track. Now, the problem is that not enough of us are aware of this need, of the fact that we need our own personal agenda. If you don't have your bigger picture problems to default to, you're only going to focus on the crises. You're going to focus on putting out fires. You're never going to do anything that's not as myopic. And whenever I finish working with a client, I ensure that we have an agenda set out for at least a quarter into the future. So we sit down and we discuss what are the upcoming big goals that this specific leader I'm working with has to have in mind for the next 3 to 6 months to ensure that, you know, I'm leaving them, but not stranding them. They know what needs to be done, what's important. Because I always say that conversations with a mentor, conversations with an advisor, these things sometimes help you put your head up and look around what's happening, because usually we're heads down working. But if you no longer have this external resource that makes you take the time, you have to get the habit of doing it yourself. And if you have a leadership agenda, that can really help you. A good leadership agenda is not merely about delivering the roadmap. You're gonna remember to do that. That's gonna take a lot of your time anyway. A leadership agenda should have 2, 3, 4 tops items that you are in charge of pushing that are your most important problems. For example, for some of my clients, it could be something like be a better executive in the company. So they keep working on attending exec level meetings, creating better partnerships with their peers, that sort of stuff. For another, it might be about creating a leadership skeleton within the organization. So how are they going to work on coaching or hiring or whatever the next engineering director or their next engineering managers, ensuring that their organization is robust enough. And for others, it might be something more technical, like I want to raise our quality bar, or whatever. But you need to have 2 or 3 things that you're actively working on that move the needle, that actually matter. They're not just the day-to-day. Because without that, again, you're never going to do something of substance. And Richard Feynman, which I think I talked about him a while ago, the famed physicist, had this concept of, he said, you should always have a list of your 12 problems that are occupying you. So whenever you have some time, you go through them and think about one of them and see if you can make some progress. I think that 12 is too much if you have a bunch of stuff to do anyway. But 2, 3, 4 things that you constantly go back to, that you keep thinking of, that you use when you have some spare time rather than, I don't know, browsing Facebook, is really going to help you make things of substance as the time goes on and ensure that you have your eye on the ball. So have a personal leadership agenda. It can be as simple as a post-it that you have on your desk with 2 things that you want to keep in mind. And I promise you that something as simple as this can make a substantial difference in what you accomplish in the next 6 months. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you end up writing a leadership agenda, I would be happy to hear about it. My email is in the show notes. Feel free to share it with me. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives with 3 exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else once a week. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.